The thing that is standing between you and the life you've always wanted, to reach your full potential, the life you deserve, are the false beliefs you have lived with your entire life. That is a direct quote by today's guest, my good friend, Brad Chandler, who you're about to hear from. Very authentic, real, vulnerable, and transparent revelation, really, of what he has gone through over the course of the last several years to transform his life from somebody who had a multi-million dollar business, somebody who at times, in his words, relied on substances such as weed and alcohol because he didn't feel worthy. And yet today he lives a very different life, a life that is filled with joy, happiness, and fulfillment, a life that where he gets to now pour into others, a life where he still runs a very, very successful seven-figure real estate operation. So on today's podcast, what you're about to hear can really help take you from where you are today to where you want to go. And there's one specific thing that is the common denominator and the common thread that is likely holding you back. So tune in, lean in, because sometimes these are the podcast episodes that we need to listen to, are the X's and O's. What we want is the best marketing campaign or the latest and greatest strategy to how to do XYZ. What we need is what we're about to talk to. So with that being said, let me jump into today's podcast episode number 706 with Brad Chandler.
You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's up, guys? I am excited to be on another podcast here. This is actually the first podcast that I record since my family and I came back from Italy. And I got my good friend Brad Chandler on the podcast today, who I'm about to introduce you to. But I want to kind of first set the stage and give you a little bit of context and background. I have known Brad, I want to say roughly 4 to 5 years. He and I met in a mastermind that I was a part of, and I had heard about Brad and Express Homebuyers years prior to me joining that mastermind, and somebody who I always looked up to. I remember at that time, I aspired to grow a business similar to what Brad had, one of the largest homebuyers in the country. And when I got to know Brad, I was really pleasantly surprised by just what a genuine dude he was, very fun, just cool guy to be around, right? And then fast forward today, when I look at Brad, albeit through the lens of social media, and every now and then when we connect via text, I see someone who's genuine, who's joyful, who's happy, who's fulfilled. I'll be the first to admit that sometimes what you see on social media is people's highlight reels. Yet with Brad, I don't see that. I actually see somebody who's being their authentic self. And as you're about to hear from him and through the course of this podcast interview, his life, at least from what I have seen, and he'll open up and be very transparent and authentic, has really been transformed for the last 2-3 years. Not the same Brad that I got to know 4 to 5 years ago. Just so that you know, we probably won't dive into too much real estate, although who knows, we might. But Brad is a wealth of knowledge, and you can connect with him on his website, bradchandler.com. Again, he still runs one of the most profitable, strongest wholesaling operations and flip operations in the country, Express Homebuyers. I think today what we're going to talk about and what I'd like to focus on is something that's going to be much more impactful and meaningful to your life, right? It's not just going to be about the X's and O's of building and scaling a real estate operation. So Brad, my man, with that being said, thank you for touching base with me and for taking the time to hop on the show, dude.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so am I. So I want to kind of start today's podcast, not with like your background and where you were 20 years ago, but I want to kind of rewind a couple of years ago. I noticed a shift in the content that you were putting out on social media. I noticed a shift from what I had heard through some other people. About 2-3 years ago, what was pivotal for you whenever things started to change in your life? And what was the driver behind you deciding, hey, I got to make changes in my life?
Yeah, I was trying to get my son at the time. He was about 18, 19 years old. He had extreme anxiety. And so I was trying to get him help for his anxiety. And I was on a call with a performance coach, and she brought up the fact that I may have some unresolved childhood trauma, or what I like to call now childhood programming, because a lot of times people hear trauma and they're like, well, that's not me. And I didn't think I had any trauma. I was like everyone else. Yeah, my dad hit me with a belt, but that's not trauma. And now after 2.5 years of doing my studies and working with over 100 people, it is trauma. And so I was trying to get him help. And she said, you may have some issues. You want to come work with me and my husband? And I said, sure. And I went out for a weekend in Park City. And in a 3-hour session, Alex, my life completely changed. And I came back home And I looked around and I'm like, wow. I was like, I think I just figured out the secret to life. And I looked at all the people who were struggling and suffering. And I thought, wow, what I just went through could help these people. And so within literally a matter of weeks, I was like, this is why I was put here. After 47 years, I figured out my why, my purpose, and that's to help people end their suffering and find joy in their life and thrive.
Yeah, there's a lot that I want to unpack there that you've just shared, but I want to take a moment to just encourage those listening and watching that no matter how old you are, no matter what you've gone through in your life, whatever past experiences have brought you to the place that you are today, you might be thriving, you might feel like you're in the gutter. If you haven't found your why and your purpose, let Brad's, what he's already shared in his story and what you're about to hear in this podcast, let it inspire you and fill you with hope that it's okay if you don't know what your why and your purpose is. It's okay if you've gone through past trauma, whether it's a big trauma, what I like to call a big T versus a little T. Well, I'm sure we'll talk about that on the podcast because trauma is trauma. There's a book that's called The Mind Forgets, But the Body Remembers. And it's all about trauma. So again, I'm sure we'll talk to Brad about that. But whatever you've been through, just know that for Brad, it took a 3-hour session connecting with the right person to unlock what was already inside of him. And I don't know how much faith we might discuss on this podcast, but I know for me, you know, when you're connected to your ultimate source, I know for me, that's God, anything is possible. I want to share just kind of my humble opinion and my thoughts on the matter, because regardless of what you're at, regardless of what you've been through, never lose hope. Look to people like Brad to be inspired to know that if you unlock what's already inside of you, many things can change.
Man, you just said a lot of great stuff there. You know your stuff more than most people. Let me just define what you said, because people are like, what does that mean, big T trauma, little T trauma? The reason I stopped using the word trauma is that people check out because they're like, well, I didn't experience trauma, because they think trauma is like getting locked in a cage or being sexually molested. That's the big T trauma that Alex referred to. The little T trauma is your sister comes home from a hospital from being born, and you think your parents love her more than they love you. That can create an addiction in your 20s, 30s, 50s, whatever it is. So yeah, trauma is trauma. And any situation that causes you stress and affects the way that you think about yourself is trauma.
Yeah.
You also mentioned purpose, right? Why is it that people struggle with purpose? Well, when you have these unresolved programming issues, these unresolved trauma issues, you spend most of your life in a fight or flight. Fight or flight means that the proverbial lion is chasing you, that you're under attack. Can you tell me how in the world can you figure out your purpose when you've got a lion chasing you? So what I did in those 3-hour sessions is I killed that lion. What I do with my clients now is we kill that proverbial lion that's chasing you. And as soon as that lion is gone and you can like take a deep breath and look around and be like, wow, I'm not under attack. Oh, this is why I was put here. Your purpose becomes a lot easier. So there's an unlimited amount of benefits that come from doing the work. And by doing the work, it means going back and reversing the thoughts that your little brain came up with as a child to protect yourself from those events. This is one of them. One of the huge things is you're going to likely find your purpose quickly after doing the work.
Yeah. And I'm sure you can back me on this. I find that through Ascend, and I've been very grateful and fortunate to coach just some incredible people. And I have been there myself where sometimes I don't want to do the work because the work is hard. Like going back into my past and trying to rewire certain things or trying to even understand why I think the way I think, why I act the way I act. It's work that I'm still doing today. And I don't know your thoughts, but me is like, we're never a finished product. I saw you on a podcast talk about like, and you kind of put out your hands and said, imagine this is 12 inches. Well, I'm kind of paraphrasing. It took me 2-3 years to get through the first 10 inches of life. And then I'll probably spend the rest of my life working through the last inch or two of life, right? So I wanted to kind of just drop that nugget for people listening, because when you said it, it resonated with me. I said, man, that makes a lot of sense. I never really quite thought about it that way. But I feel like I'd be a terrible podcast host if I didn't ask you. You said you've been through, and I know you did a lot of work on yourself throughout the years of marriage counseling and coaching and therapy and things that you've openly discussed. And yet in a 3-hour session, you feel like the secret to life was unlocked. What happened in that 3-hour session?
What happened is we went back to my childhood and we looked at the times where I felt stressed, that I had no control, that I experienced some type of trauma. And we looked at what did my brain do, which it did it, and it did it in your brain too. So when you're a 6-year-old and something bad happens to you, you've got to come up with a meaning. Like, what's the reason this is happening to me, right? And for most of us, it's something bad is happening to me because I am bad. So the trauma isn't the actual event that happens to you. That's called a traumatic event. The actual trauma is the story that you tell yourself. So we went back and figured out what were the stories that I told myself. And the stories I told myself is, I'm getting hit with a belt. My dad's making fun of me because there's nothing wrong with him. I'm a kid. I look up to him. He's my idol. What's wrong here is that something is wrong with me. I'm not enough. I'm not good enough. And that's why it's happening to me. Because think about this. As a child, if something bad is happening and you're saying the reason it's happening is because I'm bad, well, the mind is likely saying, if I can just become good, everything will get better. So it's a way that we survive. But at 47 years old, I was still thinking those same thoughts. Not consciously, they were buried in my subconscious where they should be. And it was driving me to use weed and alcohol. It cost me 2 marriages that didn't work out. It cost me to buy a 42-foot boat and say that I'm going to take it to the Bahamas when I couldn't even read a chart, like almost to the level of dangerous. It cost me 5 business mistakes that cost $9 million. These were all things that were being driven by my unconscious thoughts inside of myself that I didn't even know were going on.
For somebody listening or watching to this, Brad, is it safe for them to come to the conclusion without the benefit of obviously speaking to that person? And we've all gone through different things in our life and we come from different backgrounds and different upbringings, right? But is it fair to kind of throw out a blanket statement that whatever's holding people back from where they are today to where they want to go is most likely tied to their past or beliefs or definitions, how they've defined certain events or circumstances in their life?
100%. And I'm going to come back to this. I'm just going to mention something you said earlier that was really important, that a lot of people don't want to go back and look. Here's the thing. You've got to move through the pain of the truth to get to the freedom. If you are living in misery or you're not where you want to be, if you look in the mirror and say, I just thought things would be different by now, every single problem in your life comes down to one thing and one thing only, and it's a thinking problem. And that thinking problem was created as a child. That at the time, it wasn't a problem because it helped you survive. Right. Now it's holding you back. Yes. And not only that, let's take it one step further. If you have a thinking problem and you think you're not enough, like I did, you lack self-love. Lack of self-love, Alex, and lack of self-compassion is the driving force of 98% of every single problem in the world, from the war in Ukraine to sex trafficking, to obesity, to the divorce rate, to the addiction rate, to the fact that 33% of Americans are on a freaking SSRI, which is an antidepressant drug. Every single problem can come down to an individual's lack of self-love. So if you're sitting here and you're like, well, I have self-love, I would have said the same thing 3 years ago, but I didn't. I created this quiz. It's 12 questions. It takes 2.5 minutes. Go take it right now. BradChandler.com/quiz, because you can't change without awareness. All change begins with awareness. So go take that. And if you score lack of self-love or mild self-love, I can assure you that every area of your life is negatively affected to some point. Your business, how you manage people, your relationships with everyone, your wife, your kids, your friends, everything is negatively affected when you lack self-love. How much you drink, how much you eat, just your health, do you work out? All of it can be tied to that. So don't take that quiz and think, woe is me, if you get one of the two lower scores. Just the opposite. Think, holy moly, my life can change profoundly, just like Brad's did.
Yeah. And you might, by the way, I have it on the screen for anybody who might be watching this online or on YouTube, bradchandler.com/quiz. And by the way, 15 minutes before this podcast episode, I went through the quiz. It took me 3-4 minutes, maybe, if that. It was super easy and simple. I haven't had the benefit of reviewing the results. I'm kind of curious to see kind of what's what, right? But regardless of how you score, whether it's on the lower end or the higher end, there's always room for improvement, right? So I want to address people that might be working out or in the car or listening to this, doing whatever they're doing and saying, hey, I feel like I have a pretty decent life, right? Like maybe I'm aware of some big T's or little T's in my past, but I feel like I have a pretty good life. How do people know what's holding them back when they're not even aware that there's something in their body or their subconscious mind, their unconscious, that's ultimately affecting them and holding them back? Like how do people even begin to be aware of what might be holding them back?
Such a great question. I mean, obviously, go take the quiz and it's going to tell you, right? But if you're driving and you can't take the quiz right now, I'm going to tell you some of the questions on the quiz. Do you have trouble being in a deeply connected relationship? When you say, like, things are going pretty good, how deeply connected are you to your spouse or your partner? And whatever the number is, go home and ask your spouse that tonight and see if they feel the same way. Because a lot of times you'll think you're going to be in an 8 and your spouse will say no or at a 4. So relationships, have you been in really great relationships with some of your life, or are you in a shitty one? Are you not in one now? Or have you gone from bad relationship to bad relationship? Huge red flag. Do you just self-destructive behaviors? Do you eat too much, drink too much, smoke weed, whatever it is? Do you need a substance to cope with any type of like sadness or anger? Do you take things personally all the time? Do you judge yourself? Do you judge other people? Are you in a triggered state a lot? These are all indications that something isn't right. And I was that guy, Alex, 3 years ago that I would have been like, dude, I got a good life. I've got houses. I've got a business that runs. I've got a yacht. I've got a luxury car. My marriages that didn't work out. It wasn't my fault. It was their fault. I didn't have anything to do with it, right?
Yeah.
But when I can step back and look now, you just think normal is normal. Well, it's not. Like you said, you can always get better no matter where you are. You did that. You talked about how I've talked. If life is 12 inches, in a couple months, I went from 12 inches. I had 2 inches left. Those 2 inches that you spend the rest of your life, they're a really good 2 inches. You're not fighting. You're not triggered. You're not trying to fight for your worth. If you lack self-love, it is really hard to be in a really great relationship.
Yeah. I'm going to flash something on the screen as I was kind of preparing for this podcast. You came across a quote on a video that you created on your site, which I thought, I'm quoting you here. It wasn't necessarily a quote, but I'm quoting you. You said, "Where judgment occurred, now compassion resides. And where empathy was non-existent, it now flows freely." And dude, that hit me between the eyes because one of the things that I've worked on in the past, and if I'm being honest, I'm still working through, and again, I've gotten through the first 10 inches and now I'm working on the last two, is I've had a lot of judgment about myself in the past. Always worried about, let me take an opportunity to be very vulnerable and transparent with people listening to this. In the past, and even to a certain degree today, as I speak now, sometimes I find myself too worried about what other people are going to think about me, or how am I going to look, or what am I going to say? And I've made so much progress throughout the years because of the people I've worked with and just the work I've done on myself. I realize now that that is a challenge that a lot more people had. I almost thought I was on an island by myself. I'm the only one that worried about what other people thought about them. And as I've worked with others, I realize, man, this is something that like a lot of people experience and struggle with. So how did you start to let go of judging yourself? In the quiz, one of the questions was something along the lines of, do you feel guilty or ashamed of yourself? How are people listening able to start letting some of those things go?
Yeah. So if I said to you, Alex, you are a real SOB because you have green hair, how would you handle that, right? You would probably laugh at me and be like, well, that's not the case. But if I said to you, hey, dude, I never really liked you. I don't think you're that good of a person. If you felt that way, then it's going to bother you. Mm-hmm. If you 100% know that you're a good person and you love yourself, if I come to you and say, Alex, I never really liked you. I think you're crooked. I think you're an ass, whatever it is. If you believe that, it's going to impact you. If you have complete self-love and I say that to you, you're going to say, wow, Brad's really hurt, because no human being would say that to another person if he wasn't hurt. So that's it. Here's another instance of where lack of self-love. If you are worried about people judging you, if you can't get up in front of a room and talk without sweating or being nervous or shaking, there's some part of you that feels unworthy. So how do you fix that? You stop telling yourself that silly story that you're not enough, and you reprogram your mind by telling yourself over and over again that you are enough, that you are good. Yeah. And when you start to go negative on yourself, you catch it. Like, it's been probably a year since I said something negative. Once or twice in the last year, I've gone to say, you idiot. And I don't even get out of my mouth or my thought. And I'm like, wait, no, I'm not an idiot. I'm just a human being. I made a mistake. So it's all about self-love. And believe me, when you can switch from judging someone, looking at another human being and saying, there's something wrong with them, they're doing this, to, you know what, I feel bad for them, because if they're yelling at that clerk, oh my gosh, their life must be so bad. And I look at my life and I'm free. If you're yelling at another human being, you're not free. You don't have self-love.
And again, I'm going to take it a step further, and where this has become very evident in my life, and this podcast episode isn't about me, right? But I think people listening to this, and I know you're going to be able to relate to this as well, even in parenting, this has shown up in our lives, right? Like, sometimes when I lose my cool or I'm frustrated by something my daughter, maybe I've asked her to do something 27 times and she hasn't listened, and I raise my voice, that's an indication that there's work I need to do inside. And I'm speaking to people listening to this. Be aware of your thought patterns. Be aware of the words that come out of your mouth. Brad just had a perfect example of, like, he was about to utter the word idiot about himself and he stopped himself. Just do a self audit, right, of your thoughts, your actions, your environment. And if these things start to pop up, I think the awareness is very key, because how do you work on something if you're not aware of it? And I think that's why I'm such a big advocate of just immersing yourself in the right communities, the right environments, people that are going to lift you up and hold you accountable. So how much of your environment, Brad, and you and I kind of travel in some of the same circles, how much of your inner circle, your environment, the communities you're a part of, how has that helped you over the last 2-3 years as you've kind of transformed your life?
It's absolutely everything. Let me come back to that because you said something really important about yelling at your kids after they don't listen to you. If your kid has depression or anxiety or defiant behavior disorder, all these other labels that Western medicine loves to come up with, OCD, ADHD, and you want to know the source of that, grab your spouse and walk into the bathroom and look in the mirror, because I know this sounds harsh, but it's reality. My son had anxiety and my daughter had anxiety. It's your issue. The reason they have behavioral problems is because of you. It's not because of anything else. So if you want to fix your children's behavioral problems, don't take them to a therapist. Go work on yourself and change yourself and develop self-love, because children only misbehave when they lack connection. So when your child misbehaves, rather than yell at them, go connect with them. Look in their eyes and say, what are you feeling right now? I love you. Why did you just do what you just did? No one teaches us how to process our emotions. It's one of the things that I now do, and I teach my clients how to do. I have this daily tracker that I'll give your listeners for free if they want. It's a way to process your emotions, because when you're yelling at your kid, like you said, it has nothing to do with what your kid did. It has to do with the way you feel about yourself. Huge right there. If you score lack of self-love or mild self-love, there's 100% chance you're affecting your children. You may be the sweetest, nicest person to your kids and provide for them, but there's no way you can't affect them, because if you lack self-love, how are you going to teach them how to love themselves?
Yeah, man, that's so powerful. And for parents listening to this, dude, you said something that hit me right between the eyes. You said, you know, before you take your child to therapy or to go speak to somebody, start with yourself first, because I didn't know this a year and a half, 2 years ago. When our kids are born, obviously they don't come with an instruction manual. I wasn't taught how to be a parent other than the great parenting my parents did, but they were doing the best they could with me and they didn't have everything figured out, just like I don't have everything figured out. And now I'm realizing that when I start to feel some sort of frustration or when I have emotions bubble up because they're not listening or they're acting out, it's a reflection of me in our house. It's not them. Like, they're perfect the way they were made. They're imperfectly perfect, if that makes sense. So I appreciate you taking a pause there and talking about the parenting aspect, because I think it's so important.
Alex, it's not your fault. It's no one's fault. This isn't about blaming. This isn't about saying you're a bad parent. That's why your kids are messed up. Just like you said, your parents did the best they could. You're doing the best you can. But now after listening to this podcast, you've got no more excuses. Go take the self-love quiz. And if you score lack of self-love or mild self-love, it means you've got work to do. So if you score lack of self-love and your kids have depression or anxiety, you can now fix it. And it's not your fault. You did the best you could. So your question was, has my environment changed? Absolutely. Relationships change. Like, when you do this work, I'm now in a, next month will be a year in a relationship with someone, intimate relationship. And it's so different than any other relationship I ever had, because guess what? We're not fighting for our worth anymore. So when she comes and tells me that I did something that upset her, which we joke about that because there's nothing she can do that will upset her. It has something to do with her past, right? We talk about it. We say, hey, you just did this. It made me feel this way. It's not your fault. Whereas in the past, I couldn't do that. When my ex-wives would come to me and say, this is what you just did, I had to go into fight or flight mode and protect myself, because my subconscious is like, see, I'm right. You're no good. And then what do? I'd fight with them and then I'd flight. I'd be cold for 3 or 4 days. It's completely gone. So yes, relationships, friends, things are changing. Like, I'm now building a community. I don't want to be around people. I stopped drinking. I don't want to be around people who just get hammered and talk about their cheating spouse or how bad the world is. No, I don't have time for that. I want to be around people who are wanting to grow, because I don't like these surface level conversations. Like, my time is very valuable. If I'm going to dinner with you, I want to talk about some deep stuff, like, hey, what is going on with your kids? Why are they behaving? Or you're not getting along with your wife, or your business is in chaos because you keep trying new things. Like, those are the conversations that I thrive on.
Yeah. The meaningful conversations, the one that actually moves the needle. By the way, that's another red flag and indication. If you're in your circles and you're all you talk about are sports or whatever, nothing wrong with that. But if that's the core of your conversation, it might be time for you to look at your inner circle and say, hey, how do I level up? How do I have more meaningful, impactful conversations that are actually going to make a difference in my life and make a difference in the lives of others as well? You referenced business, Brad, and I appreciate just the vulnerability and transparency. I think I heard you say you had 5 business mistakes that cost you about $9 million. How has the work that you've been doing, how has that impacted? Let's start with like your team first, right? Because I don't know how big your team is. I remember back in the day, you had a pretty big, large team with Express Homebuyers. I'm not sure what that looks like. And the size, I think, to me is irrelevant. But how has the work you've done, the hard work, how has that impacted you as a leader and business owner?
Yeah. So for 47 years of my life, I tried to make a bunch of money. I got into real estate because I read a book in ninth grade on how to buy real estate with no money down. And a few years before that, my mom said, we may lose our house and have to move into public housing. So I wanted to make a ton of money for security, but I also didn't feel worthy. And I thought money would bring me worthiness and happiness. So what happened, I made so many mistakes trying to chase my worthiness, opening new markets, taking crazy business expenses, getting involved in lawsuits because of my ego, trying to start it. I started Keller Williams team, and in 2 years, we were the number one Keller Williams team in North America. I was trying to become the first agent team to sell $1 billion worth of real estate. Why? Because if I sold $1 billion, I would have been worthy. Not really. I would have hit $1 billion and I'd be like, well, let's do $2 billion. So what's changed, Alex, is I no longer have to go make money to prove my worth because I know I'm worthy, just like you and everyone else listening to the show. When you can believe you're worthy, everything will change. So now my whole life, business, personal, everything is about making an impact. So My business has now changed. I don't go looking for people who want to make a ton of money. I'm not constantly chasing a shiny object. I'm methodical. I coach my people. If they have issues, I help them through those personal issues. By focusing on impact, we did 256 deals last year, and I work an hour a week. Is everything perfect? Of course not. But it's providing me a really good living. It's giving me the vehicle to do exactly what I want to do, and it's to help people end their suffering and live a joyous life.
Yeah. Brother, when I hear you, when I watch you, the word that comes to mind for me is freedom. And it's interesting because you talked about how when you got involved in real estate, it was about money. You wanted financial freedom. And my suspicion is a lot of people listening to this, another podcast, are plugged in because they want financial freedom. And I think that's great. But I think if that's the first thing you're chasing, you probably are playing a wrong game. I think you'll find that it doesn't lead to what I believe is true happiness. I kind of posted a recap about my trip to Italy. And one of the things I mentioned there was true happiness doesn't come from financial freedom. And I'm paraphrasing, right? But it comes from fulfillment. It comes from your connection to your source, right? Your creator. It doesn't come from money. And I think so many people are chasing money because, to your point and your situation, you didn't feel worthy, right? So I think if people can just draw that one key nugget from this podcast is to work on themselves, go through this quiz, bradchandler.com/quiz, and ask themselves, do I feel worthy? And I have my daughter knocking on my window here as we're recording this podcast. So do I feel worthy? Do I feel self-love? Even if the answer is yes, take the quiz because there might be things unlocked in your subconscious and in your body that you might not even be aware of. So I appreciate that, man. I wanted to ask you a question about your business because it looks like you're thriving. But what I see is freedom. I see happiness with you.
For those who are watching this, behind me, there's a sign that says Brad Chandler coaching you to freedom. And that's my tagline. But ironically, it was my tagline in 2016 when I started Brad Chandler Coaching Real Estate Investors, because I thought back then that you got freedom through money. And I'm here to tell you that you don't get freedom through money. There's only one way you get freedom in the world, and it's through self-love and self-compassion. Look at the countless people that die every year that have more money than they know what to do with. They're not free. If you're in a shitty relationship and you're constantly judging yourself and you're in a triggered state and you're yelling at other people and you're mean to other people and you're mean to your kids, whatever it is, you're not free. And I could give you $100 million right now. And if you have all those things happening to you and you think it's going to change you, it's not. I mean, you might argue with me and say, oh, yes, it would. But I know deep down inside, and you probably do too, that it's not going to. No amount of money, as long as your core value or your core needs are met, and that's usually around $80,000, it doesn't matter if you have $81,000 or $800 million. It's not going to change the way you feel about yourself. I think that's partly why 75% of lottery winners end up bankrupt.
Yeah, 100%, dude. What's the difference in your mind between coaching and therapy?
Wow. So I'm going to go with traditional talk therapy, and then I'm going to go with coaching with what I do. So traditional talk therapy is, let's meet every week for years and let's talk through your issues. Let's focus on your symptom. Let's focus on the conscious work. And I did that for 3 decades. And most of my clients and thousands of clients of my mentors have gone through that before they get to me. And I went through that, right? It certainly works for some people. It's flawed because it focuses on the conscious mind that only is responsible for 5% of your behavior. And that I think is valuable. Whether you have physical pain or mental pain, there's only one way to fix it. And you've got to go to the source of it. So what we do is we tap into the subconscious mind, which knows the source of your problem. So if you're drinking too much, if you're eating too much, if you have depression, I would ask you in our coaching, hey, while I'm talking to your subconscious mind in a deeply relaxed state, what is causing you the issue you have today, the depression, anxiety? And your brain is going to actually go back to multiple scenes, usually in your childhood, where there was something that happened that caused this. Because you said earlier, we're born as perfect beings, and we are. We're all creatures of God or a creator if you don't believe in God. And I assure you, they didn't make Alex a little better than Brad. We're all the same. So we're born this perfect creature. And then through our imperfect parents and caregivers, they change us. And we have to put up filters on our heart. And we have to use all these coping mechanisms. All of that behavior is learned. No one was born with depression, anxiety, OCD, addiction. It was all learned. So the great thing is, if you learned it, you can unlearn it. And that's what I do now for people. And that's what I did with my life and why it's changed so radically.
When you talk about what you did, one of the things I saw, correct me if I don't have the right terminology, but you learned hypnotherapy. Is that right?
Yep.
You learned hypnosis. What kind of role does that play? Because I've done a few hypnotherapy sessions in the past, and it's really interesting when you get into this. Sometimes people have a misconception about hypnosis. They think it's like somebody's going to make you bark like a dog, and they watch too many movies, right? And that's not.
That's not.
I can only speak from my experience. When I've gone into this deep, deep state, things pop up that I didn't knew I remembered, right? Because I'm tapping into my subconscious. I can speak, and I'll kind of ask you from my experience, because maybe people listening to this invokes curiosity, or maybe they can relate. But I remember the last hypnotherapy session I did, I revealed something from when I was in high school that was a little T, it was a trauma, but I walked out of that hypnotherapy session thinking to myself, yeah, something was unlocked there and there's something worth exploring going deeper. But how do I know that's really what the genesis of whatever challenge I'm experiencing today or whatever belief I have today, right? Like, how do I know there wasn't something else in my subconscious that hasn't been unlocked? Does that make sense?
Yeah, you asked a bunch of questions there. Really good stuff. So hypnosis is really just a deeply relaxed state. Everyone is in it every single day. When you're taking a shower, you're not thinking about which part you're going to wash. When you're driving the office every day, you're not thinking about pushing the brake and the pedal. You are in a hypnotic state. And it allows, when you're in that hypnotic state, it literally like blocks out the clutter and allows you to tap into your subconscious mind that knows the source of all of your problems. So when you're asking, how is it that I know? It's your subconscious mind knows. It knows every time the source of that. It's one of the best tools on the planet, because all of your behavior is driven from your subconscious mind. So all you have to do is tap into it. And your subconscious mind, it never forgets. So just like you said, do you know how many clients I've had that brought up thoughts of stuff that they didn't recall that is driving their behavior now? How else can you do that if you're not in a hypnotic state? You can sometimes do it through psychedelics or through drugs, but you don't need to, because I believe hypnosis is one of the best tools. It's been around for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. It's one of the best tools on the planet for figuring out what your issues are and how to solve them.
Yeah, I love it, man. Well, I want to just pause and recognize you, man, for doing the work and for showing up the way you've shown up. From my vantage point, it looks like this is, I don't want to say the best version of Brad Chandler, because there's more work for you to do, just like there's work for all of us to do. But you're constantly wearing a smile. You're showing up for people and helping them. And that's to be commended, man. And you are the type of people that I strive to surround myself with, because I feel up-leveled even in this conversation. And I'm hoping that people feel the same way listening to us have a dialogue and have me ask you questions, man. So again, I just wanted to thank you, dude. You don't seem to be the same Brad that I met 4 or 5 years ago. Not that there was anything wrong with that, Brad. This is just a more elevated version of yourself, right?
Thank you very much. Yeah, I use a lot of coping mechanisms because I didn't feel good about myself. You know, I was always searching for what is outside of me is going to bring me happiness. And I realized that nothing outside of me is going to bring me happiness. Everything that you ever need to be happy is inside you right now. And one of the things I'm working on now, Alex, is I'm going to get to the point in my life where no person or situation can negatively affect me. And some people may be like, that's crap. But do you know, I mean, you don't, because you're not around me every day. The time that I spend in a triggered state, I mean, it's like once a week, and it usually lasts for seconds or minutes. I went down to Florida to see George Strait and Chris Stapleton in concert. And people are on vacation, right? I'm at the beach, and I just see all of this anger running for chairs, and the woman yelling at her don't mom because she didn't get there in time, and walk people around with these frowns on their face and so much anger. And I'm here to tell you that if you're one of those people, like, not only do you not have to live like that, but you don't ever have to be triggered. If you're triggered and you get upset about something external, it has nothing to do with the person or the situation. It has to do how you feel about yourself. So if you want to change that, you can change that. You can be a person where nothing negatively affects you in your life. You just have to do the work and be willing to look at things from a different perspective.
That's 100% right, man. I think that's a great way to kind of wrap this up as a takeaway. And just to kind of quickly put a bow on what Brad said, if you want your outer world to change, you got to first start with the inner world. Do the hard inner work and you'll start to see how things unfold. And by the way, I share that with you as I'm going through it myself, because I'm not even close to a finished product. And I don't think I'll ever will be. I'm always going to be working on that last inch or two, as Brad alluded to earlier in the podcast. So Brad, we've already talked about it a few times, but just quickly mention where people can connect with you.
I want to give the gift, the track.
Yeah, please.
This literally can change your life. And if you download it, I'm going to send you on the tracker, actually has specific instructions on how to use it. It would be great for your family. It'd be great for your relationships. It would be great for your kids to teach them how to process their emotions, because very, very few of us ever were taught as a child how to process our emotions. You'll also get an email that actually has a video explaining how to do it. You can get that at bradchandler.com/tracker, completely free. And then to find me, I'm on social media. I put a post out every day on kind of freedom and happiness and how you can be free yourself. If you go to bradchandler.com, that's my main website. And if you go to .com/contact, bradchandler.com/contact, it has all of my social media. If you want to schedule a call with me, if you want to see my story, I'm here to help you. Whether you work with me or my team or not, you don't have to suffer. And if I can point you in a resource or I can help you in any way, if you're struggling, if you know someone that's struggling, they're depressed, they're suicidal, they're anxiety, I am here to help. So reach out to me. I make it very easy to reach out to me. I even have my cell phone number in contact page. So if I can help you, let me know.
Awesome, Brad. Hey, thank you, brother. It's great to see you step into your purpose, into your why, and why God put you on this planet, man. So it's awesome. Guys, thank you for giving us your most valuable asset, which is your time. All we ask is that you take something, anything that you may have heard on this podcast, maybe something I said or most likely something Brad said, and just apply it to your life. Step into it, lean into some of that hard inner work, because I know it'll pay dividends for you and just completely change your life. So with that being said, guys, make sure that you're subscribed to the Flip Empire Show. That I believe this is episode 706, I want to say.
Wow.
It's humbling to say that, and that's only because of you guys supporting the show. And I'm going to continue to show up here and have just incredible guests like Brad and sometimes share things I'm going through, wins, losses, and everything in between. So with that being said, guys, thank you for tuning in to another Flip Empire Masterclass, and I will connect with you on the next one. Take care. All right, my friend, I hope you enjoyed that Flip Empire episode and got a lot of value out of it. Make sure to check the show notes page for any resources that were mentioned. And speaking of resources, honestly, I don't think I've done the best job of sharing with you my top curated, highly recommended tools and resources that I use in my business or have used in my business. In some cases, these are affiliate relationships with people that I highly trust and respect, and I know these tools and resources can help you and your business go to the next level. And as an ethical bribe, if you decide to try out one of these resources using my link, I will go ahead and send you an unadvertised bonus. I'll send you something of high value. All you got to do is shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. Go ahead and let me know that you tried out this resource, and however I can help you getting started with that, chances are that I know it very, very well and currently use it or have used it. So make sure to check that out, flipempire.com/resources. And if I can be of help or service to you in any way, just shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com, and I will do anything I can for you. Have an amazing day, and I'll catch you on the next show.